Amen. What a blessing. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving yourself for us. It really is hard to comprehend that a king would give himself for a pauper. Lord, that a perfect one would give himself for a sinful one. Now, Lord, we sure are grateful, and I pray that you would help us to express our gratitude by the way we live our lives, for what you've done for us. I pray now that you'd bless the preaching of your word. I desire to be a blessing with the truth of the word of God that you've given me this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Our text verse is verse number 1, but I want you to mark Deuteronomy chapter 4. Put a bookmarker there so we can reference it through the sermon this morning. You understand that Deuteronomy is a book that is given before the children of Israel cross the Jordan and go into the land of Canaan. The law had been given as recorded in the book of Exodus, but the children of Israel had wasted many years by wandering in the wilderness, and now Moses was giving a review or a repeat of the law, and this is somewhat the constitution of the nation of Israel. And here's what he says to them in verse number 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments. Now that's what he's already given them. Here's the law I want you to live by. Here are the judgments. Here are the blessings. Here's what I've already given. I want you to look back and see what I've already given. And then he says that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers, the Lord God of your fathers, hath given you. Here's a message today. How looking back keeps you looking up so you can keep moving forward. How looking back keeps you looking up so you can keep moving forward. Do you see that there? I want you to look back and see that the God of your fathers is your God. I want you to look back and see the power of the God of your fathers. I want you to look back and I want you to see the statutes. I want you to see the judgments. I want you to see the blessings. I want you to see those things that would cause you to see me so you can move forward. At every juncture of growth throughout the Word of God, one of the instructions given was to remember what the Lord has done in the past. Remembering the God of the past gave them a strength and a courage for the present time to move forward in their journeys. Now, when they looked at their circumstances, they wanted to go back. But when they looked at the God of the past, they wanted to go forward. I don't want to look back to go back. I want to look back to learn how to go forward. And so as I look back at the goodness of God in our lives, I look back at these 28 years and 4 months that I've had the privilege to serve as the pastor of this church here at this place, I look back not wanting to go back, but I look back and I see the goodness of God. I see the promises of God. I see the principles of God that brought us to this place. And looking back helps me to look up so I can move forward in the will of God. Now, whether it would be a family, whether it be the nation of Israel, whether it would be the New Testament church, it was always important, and they were instructed to know where they had come from and to know who it was that had brought them where they were so they could continue forward as a nation, as a people, or as a church. One of the things you'll find present in the preaching of the preachers of the New Testament was to look back at the nation of Israel. The looking back was never for the purpose of going back. It was looking back to see the goodness of God so they would look up and see the same God of the past is the God of the present that wants to lead me to continue in the will of God. That's very exciting to me. I'm glad that that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. One of the fears and concerns I have for our nation is that we often want to forget much of our nation's history. Many people want to ignore some of the events of our history as if it did not happen. There are some folks that are ashamed, or they do not want to recognize that it was God and the Bible, that it was Christians that helped to bring about the revolution and the fact that America became an independent nation. If we forget what made us a great nation, we will cease to move forward as a great nation. I recently saw pictures of what is left of the seven churches of Asia Minor. Brother Clifford Smith and his wife gave me a copy of the pictures. Their son visited those churches. Now, there's nothing left there but a few ruins. Now, that's why the Lord Jesus said to the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, remember from whence thou art fallen. He said, I want you to remember. He said, you've left your first love, and if you don't go back to your first love, he said, I'll remove the candlestick. You know what they did? They forgot who it was that brought them where they were, and so they ceased to exist for the future. Can I tell you something? God's been mighty good to us, and we're mighty blessed today as an individual. Thank God I'm saved, but the God that brought me here is a God that will continue to lead me in the future, as the song said. 'Tis grace hath brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Throughout the Word of God, there is a principle to remember our past. Now, there is a difference in looking back and wanting to go back. That comes from looking at difficult circumstances. Looking at difficult circumstances makes you want to run. But when your eyes are fixed on the God of the past, it will help you to face the circumstances of the day moving forward. David's brothers were at battle, but they were afraid of Goliath because all they saw were the circumstances of the hour. David had been spending time with the God of heaven, and when he saw the circumstance, he wasn't overwhelmed by the circumstance. He was overwhelmed by the goodness and the greatness of an almighty God, and he said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword, with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And you know the story. David moved forward in his life. The children of Israel were told to build memorials, not so they would go back to that place. He wanted them to continue to move forward. He wanted them to build the memorials so they could look back and remember what God had done for them. As God delivered them over the Red Sea, as God fed them in the wilderness and gave them water from the rock of Horeb, the purpose of the memorial was not to remind them of their greatness, but to remind them of God's greatness. And if we can keep in mind the greatness of God, we can continue forward in the will of God. May I say this morning, God wants you to enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy the blessings that He has for us. He wants you to enjoy your home. He wants you to enjoy your marriage. He wants you to enjoy your children. He wants you to enjoy your place in the service of the Lord. He wants you to do that. We lose our joy when the circumstance of the day is more prominent in our mind than the God of the past that has delivered us to where we are. Take your Bibles and go back to Deuteronomy chapter 4. And I want you to go to verse number 8, because not only does he make the statement, he continues to expound, making sure we understand the importance of looking back to remember the greatness of our God. You see, looking back helps us to look up so we can continue to move forward. Look at verse number 8, the Bible said, and what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Notice this, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Tell your children and your grandchildren how great God is. Don't tell them how great you are. Tell them how great God is. It was God that delivered you over the Red Sea. It was God that gave you manna from heaven. It was God that gave you water from the rock of Horeb. It was God that gave you clothes and shoes that never wore out. It was God that did that. Make sure you tell your children, because your children will move forward in the will of God if they know the goodness of the God and the greatness of the God that you've served in the past. Let's go on here in the scripture. He says, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that thou shalt live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. He repeats what he's saying. And when you go through the Word of God, you'll find sermons that are used from the book of Deuteronomy. You'll find illustrations that are used as you read the prophets, as you read the Gospels, as you read into the New Testament church. Don't ever forget how great God is. Because you see, looking back helps you to look up so you can keep moving forward. He said, remember the laws. Now, laws were not restrictions. They were protections of their liberties. So many folks look at the Bible and say, boy, there's so many things in there that you just can't do. Thou shalt and thou shalt not. It just seems like such a negative book. Hey, that's the perfect law of liberty. It's not a book that would prevent us from joy in life. It is a book that protects our joy in life. And don't forget that I gave it to you. You're a nation like no other. You don't have the laws and ideas that are born from the lust of men's flesh, but they're born from the righteousness of an almighty God. And you have a book, you have statutes and laws that will protect your liberty. Boy, he's almighty good God. He said, keep yourself. He said, keep your soul diligently. Don't ever forget what God did to bring you to where we are. Don't forget how God parted the waters. Don't forget how God destroyed the enemy. Don't forget how God prepared the land. Don't forget the manna and water. Don't forget the shoes and the clothes. Don't forget the goodness of God, because the God of yesterday is the God of today and the God of tomorrow. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 4. Let's look at more of this. Go down to verse number 23, if you will. Verse number 23, here is a warning that he gives. Take heed unto yourselves, notice, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forgotten thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. He said, don't you forget and think something else can replace God. Can I tell you something? America is struggling today. They often look at the Christian as one who's stuck in the past. I'm not stuck in the past. It is the past that reminds me of the greatness of God that keeps me moving forward in the day. Does that make sense to you? I'm telling you, it's exciting to me that I get to look back and see the history, to see the precedence, to see the proof, to see the power of an almighty God that encourages me to know whatever danger, whatever circumstance, whatever difficulty we may face today, it was God's grace that brought us to where we are. It's God's grace that will lead us on through. Go to chapter 6 of the book of Deuteronomy. He continues, and it seems like he says the same thing over and over, and he continues to say, and if God said it again and again, we need to hear it again and again and be reminded in the various illustrations that God uses in the Word of God for us. Go to Deuteronomy 6 and go down to verse number 10. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged with that which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, then thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware. Beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. You say, he just said that in chapter 4. Hey, can I tell you something? When you forget not only your salvation, but you forget the God of the salvation, you're going to forget God's will for your life. You'll fail to move forward in the will of God. And he says the same thing. Notice what he said. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people are around you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And you know what the most important thing Americans can do on this Sunday morning is to be in the house of the Lord, worshiping the God that has given us not only our salvation, but the blessings that we enjoy. Take your Bibles and go with me to Psalm number 50. Psalm number 50. I'm glad that you made it a point to be in church today. And God's people ought to be in church. And God recognized. You said, what am I among so many? Well, God gave his only begotten Son that you could be saved. He cared about you as an individual for salvation. He still cares about us and us being in the places that we ought to be that bring honor and glory to him. Look at Psalm number 50 and go down to verse number 22. Psalm 50, verse number 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. I could take the rest of the time and even more just to read verses that constantly remind us, don't you forget the God of the past. Now, we're not looking back to go back. We're not looking back to live in the past. We're looking back to learn from the past that we can move forward in the will of God. I remind you, they were to look back to see the strength of God. They were to look back to see the love of God. They were to look back to see the goodness of God and how he had provided for them. When I read the Word of God and see what God did for Daniel, it encourages me to think God do the same for me. Let me give you this illustration. The book of Acts is preserved in the Word of God. It's one of the 66 books in the Bible. When you read the book of Acts, what we're doing is we're looking back at the New Testament church. That's what we're doing. Are we looking back so we can go backwards? No. We're looking back to see what God did for the early New Testament church so we can move forward in the will of God for our church today. When I read the Word of God in the book of Acts, I find that it was persecution that they faced in those days. They weren't worried or concerned about losing a tax-exempt status. They were worried about losing their heads because many of them had given their lives for the very gospel of Christ. I find in one chapter, in chapter 7, the Bible says, and they were scattered everywhere because of the persecution, but they did not stop preaching the gospel. The Bible said they were scattered everywhere because of the persecution, and they went everywhere preaching the gospel. So I look back at the church of Acts, and I see that church looking up. I look up, and I see the promises of God. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I see the promises that are given to the local church. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If the God of the past is my God today, then looking back causes me to look up and helps us to move forward in the will of God for our church. That's what the book of Acts is there for. I look back at the book of Acts and I find it was there that they preached the word of God. I look back at the book of Acts and I find there it was a place where they prayed and they prayed to the God of heaven. I look back at the book of Acts and I see it was a place where the church worshiped and they praised the God of heaven. I look back at the book of Acts and I see it was a place where they went out from the church to carry the gospel and win people to Christ. And I want to do the same thing that they did in the power of the same God that they had, so we can move the church forward in the day in which we live. Sometimes we look back and we're like the children of Israel, say, I want to go back. Now, you know you're backslidden when you say, I want to go back and eat the leeks, garlics, and onions of Egypt. You got to be backslidden to eat that stuff. And they said, we want to go back and that's what we want to eat. Now, what they were doing, I said again, they were looking at the circumstances. God said, don't look at the circumstances of the day that make you want to run back. Look at the past. Look at the back and see the God that delivered them. And rather than the circumstances causing you to quit, it's the God that causes you to move forward. Take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. I want you to look at verse number 4, a principle that is so encouraging and a challenge to me. Romans chapter 15, and I want you to notice in verse number 4. Before I read the verse, I want to say one of the main reasons we have the Word of God today is God preserved His inspired Word to give us a pattern from the past of a people that trusted in God so we can move forward in the day in which we live. Look at Romans 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What is hope for? Hope is for the future. Hope is for the will of God. Hope is what we look forward to. So what's he saying here? I want you to look back and see the examples or in samples. I want you to look back at the examples that are recorded in the will of God. And I want you to know you serve the same God they did. And you can do my will until I return. One of the influences of my life for ministry have been the testimony or biography books I've read of men of the past. They were not great men, but they were men of great faith in a great God. What I find common is that they were ordinary men, and some were less than average when it came to talent and ability, but their faith was great in an almighty God. I was reading a story of Dallas Billington, and in Ohio, they had built a large church back in the Depression years, and they had got the building finished, but they didn't have the doors and windows, and they ran out of money. And folks began to be critical of the pastor, and they had done most all of the work, and they'd said Dr. Billington, they said, you've led us to this place, and now we can't finish, and we should have just stayed where we were. And so he talked about the time that he began to spend with God in prayer. He said, I've no doubt, God, that you led us to this place. I've no doubt that you've led us to here. And he began to pray, and he spent time in prayer. And there was a lady that called for him to come and visit with her. And he said, all I knew of her, that she was a simple, poor lady that attended our church. He said, I went to visit her, and she said, Pastor, she said, for several years, I have owned some boarding houses, and I've just been keeping all of the money for all of those years, and I've just been putting it in this shoebox. And I knew that one day I would need it. And this morning, as I was praying for you and praying for our church, God laid it on my heart to give you this. I don't know how much money exactly is in there. I'll tell you how much it exactly was. It was exactly enough to pay for all the doors and windows that they could move forward in the building. Now, why is that an encouragement? Because when you look back, you don't look at the people. You look at the God they prayed to. You see how God blessed them, and to say, that's why God gave me those examples. By the way, if any of you have any shoeboxes under your beds at home, bring those tonight. And but I read the stories. I read the stories of David Brainerd. I read the stories of George Mueller. I read the stories of Daniel when they came to him and they said the king had a dream and he wants you to interpret the dream. But there's one other part to that. Not only does he want you to interpret the dream, he forgot what the dream was. He wants you to tell him what he dreamed. And the consequence of not giving the answer is your house will be destroyed and you'll lose your life. Daniel didn't fret through the night. He prayed through the night. And when Daniel came to the king and the king recognized that Daniel could give him the interpretation of the dream, Daniel quickly said, no, king, I cannot give you the interpretation of the dream, but the God of heaven can. And I came to tell you not what I know. I came to tell you what he knows. And dear friend, looking back causes me to look up and helps me to be encouraged to move forward. And so today, after 28 years and 4 months of looking back, of building buildings, of going through programs, working to win folks to Christ, as I look back, I see a wonderful God. And it's overwhelming to realize how good God is to simple people. And looking back causes me to look up and says, just keep moving forward in the will of God. It's an old story. I heard a young preacher in college tell this story 15 years ago. The king in his chariot with his men were passing through a town where they saw a pauper of a child going through a garbage dump looking for something to eat. When he saw the king's chariot, he ran and he hid. And the king stopped the chariot and he said, go find the lad. In a bit they brought the little pauper, poor child, to the king. He found he was a homeless. He was an orphan boy. And so the king decided to take him to his place, to his palace to live. It was there that they replaced his old tattered rags with the royal garments of a king. It was there that he would not have to go to the garbage dump behind the house to find food for the day, but he would eat at the banqueting table of the king. A new life. It was overwhelming. It was amazing every day to eat the food of the king, to be educated as a child of the king. One day they called for the lad to come to supper, and the boy didn't come. The servant went to the room of the lad to see why he delayed in his coming. When he opened the door, he looked in and he saw the lad standing there with his old rags on, the old clothes that he had when the king found him. And he was standing before the mirror. He said, son, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's time for supper. Why are you wearing those old clothes? And the little boy said with a tear in his eye, I never want to forget what the king has done for me. And once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wings. Amen. And oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. Amen. But I never want to forget what the King has done for me. Stand with me if you will. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. In just a moment, we'll have our invitation song. If you're here today and you've never received Christ as Savior, I would invite you now to receive Christ. I would invite you when the invitation song begins that you would leave your seat, that you would let one of these men or ladies at the altar, give you the gospel clearly so you can understand and put your faith in Christ. Perhaps you're here today and you've just been saved. You've never followed the Lord in believer's baptism. You ought to trust, you ought to obey Him in baptism after you've trusted Him as Savior. Maybe you're here as a Christian, and your focus, your concern today is on the circumstances, and the circumstances make you want to run back. I say, look back so you can look up and you can overcome the circumstances of the day. Heavenly Father, bless our invitation, I pray. I pray that decisions that should be made, they would be made this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.